Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super stoked. I have an incredible guest. Her name is Georgia London, and she is a psychologist and a coach, and she's going to get in our heads in a good way. So, Georgia, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Brian. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, what I like to do is get people to know who you are. So, can you tell us a little bit of your backstory? How did you go from running a gymnastics business to now coaching people?
Well, I started out graduating as in college, and I was working, I was actually teaching at Sidwell Friends School, which is a school in the D.C. suburbs where President Obama's daughters go to that school. Clinton's daughter went to that school. And it's a very exciting school. I started out teaching, and there was a Saudi princess in my class. And there was a bodyguard in the back that weighed about 300 pounds. And at that time, back then, he was carrying a gun. So it was an exciting way to start your teaching career. And I loved that school. I was able to start an after-school program that was my own business. And that after-school program grew into a gymnastics school. And that was my first entry into being an entrepreneur, and so that was really a lot of fun. And then I sold that business and moved from the D.C. area to California and went to graduate school out in California, and that's where I became a psychologist. And so I did counseling for a few years. I opened up a counseling center with two other women. I decided to move back to the East Coast, so I sold my share of that business. And then I started working at Harvard Medical School in the Department of Psychiatry, doing clinical research and clinical direction with addiction and recovery. And all along, I was still teaching movement and doing little things on the side. I've always had little businesses on the side. And I met someone who told me about the coaching world. So I started a certification program in coaching, and I loved it. Coaching is so different than therapy, right? And there's a place for both. Most people, though, can, you know, get along with having a really great coach. And so I found for me that coaching expressed me, and I think I help people and support people more with coaching than I ever did with therapy. So that's how I got into the coaching world, and then that led to online business. So I have a Boldly Brilliant, which is my website, and that is my success coaching business.
Cool. So one of the things I know you specialize in or tend to lean towards is helping women who are transitioning. And I often say this is like, it seems like today, you know, my father worked for AT&T for 42 years. Nobody stays at a job like that anymore. And when you hit 40 or 50, it's like they hand you a consultant's license and kick you out the door. So how do you help people, or what kind of mindsets do people have to get into about that kind of transition? And, you know, talk a little bit about how you help coach people through starting their own business.
Sure. I think that issue is really true that you bring up, that people leave their corporate job or an academic job, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, all of a sudden, they're on their own. And you know, some people are real achievers, and they can go off and do it by themselves. But my experience has been most people who want to start a business or, you know, a consultant, or any kind of business after being in corporate, that the thing that comes up the most is, you know, procrastination. I know it's kind of funny because, you know, I get clients who are CEOs, you know, who in corporations, who are full-time professors at a major college or university, and here they are, so accomplished, so successful at what they do, and yet when they start working for themselves, which is what we entrepreneurs do, they kind of flounder. They don't know what to do, and they need support and guidance to help them through that first beginning year of their business, at least, if not more. And you know, but procrastination is the thing. Like, some of that has to do with they don't know where to start, or they start dabbling, they don't get the immediate response that they're used to from their past work experience, you know, whether it was corporate or academia, and they just don't know what to do when they're not getting the same responses. But they forget that they've already spent, you know, 10, 20, 30 years somewhere, and, you know, that they've put in the time. So when you start out a business, you're really starting from nothing, right? You might have some contacts, you might have resources, yet you've not had that experience. And so it really is a beginner's mind for people who are starting as an entrepreneur or starting a business for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of it, there's two things that I've seen, you know, with people that are going through that transition. Number one, they don't know how to ask for help because they're so used to having people working under them. And it just, it's an asset that's sitting there, and then they don't know where to search for it. The second thing that I see with a lot of these people is they don't know how to network. I mean, they just walk in and they say, I'm going through transition. And then they're just, you know, you get the deer in the headlights look. Do you help people with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are two very good points. You know, when you've been your own, you know, been your own boss in a corporate world, and you do have people who you're supervising, you've always been the person that people go to, it's hard to ask for help. And so that's really a mindset issue. And we do a lot of time on that in coaching, you know, to get over the mindset of being on your own. And then being entrepreneurs, we're on our own a lot anyway. Right? And so I really encourage people to go out and network. And that's the second issue that you brought up. And it's true, they can go to a BNI meeting or, you know, a business kind of meeting or even a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and they're just there, and they're, you know, they're not recognized for all their accomplishments in the past because people are only seeing them as, I'm starting a business, right? Or I'm new and this is what I do. And so, yeah, you know, educating people on, you know, the most effective way to network is really key and really important.
Very much so. And networking is such a, I mean, it's a skill that can be and has to be learned. It's not something that I think all of us are innate at, especially if you work in a corporation, because, you know, you're networking with people that are, you know, superiors or, you know, under you and stuff like that, where in the open world, it's, you know, you're really kind of playing on a almost level playing field where everybody is their boss or, you know, works for a company, and it's just a different animal. So, you know, what are some of the other mindset problems that people have to overcome when they're first, you know, going into a business? And you know, maybe talk a little bit about, you know, the mindset of making money or, you know, charging the right amount or understanding how to even do, you know, their books and things like that, because there's so many moving parts when you go from working for a corporation to being a solo or entrepreneur.
Sure. So I think for people coming into it initially, it's really about their finding their passion. That's the mindset, really, is that they might have an idea, but they're not really clear on what their purpose is behind their business. They're not really clear, you know, what they're passionate about. And for me, to be successful in business, you have to be really passionate about it. You know, I'm thinking of a client that I have right now, and when she first came to me, it's been a year now, she wanted to just, you know, start selling baby clothes and on the side. She makes these specialty boutique-type baby clothes. And, you know, that was a great idea. She thought she had this huge, great business. And then as it started to, and they were beautiful baby clothes, and she did beautiful work, and she started selling out of a little boutique in her local town. But as the orders came in, she realized that she couldn't do all of this, and she had a lot of challenge in trying to, you know, separate what she enjoyed doing, making baby clothes, and actually having a thriving business, right? Because she would have, you know, needed to hire people to make those baby clothes for her, to be able to expand and to focus on the marketing of her business. And she got stuck there. It wasn't really her purpose or passion, right? It was a passion in terms of a hobby, but not in terms of a business. So we began to look at, you know, if she wanted to start a business, what kind of business would it be that she would feel like she was passionate, that she had a purpose, and yet it wouldn't suck out her soul, basically, right, which is what this business was doing. So she began thinking about that, and she realized that she loved talking with all the little the boutique owners. And she had joined a couple of networking groups in town, and they loved hearing her experience. She had been in a technology job, and she was actually, some tech businesses still have librarians. She had spent like 25 years as a librarian in a tech, big, large tech company. And so she had accumulated a lot of research skills, and she decided to start a business where she could help boutique owners with social media. So she went from selling baby clothes that she handmade to selling social media services. And in 1 year, she had crossed over that magical six-figure number just by being a social media supporter for these little small boutiques.
That's awesome, the way that you finally found that niche, you know, and that I think is one of the keys in really being successful. So, Georgia, you have something that's going to help our listeners kind of, you know, at least get their arms around opening, running, and doing their business better. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I have an offer on my website. It's a sort of a pre-report on procrastination. And I think you talked earlier about that. But one of the things I see when people are starting out in business is that they're passionate, they want to do things, they start doing things, but they're not in an order that serves, right? Like they don't know what order to do things in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start floundering because they're not, you know, doing it in an order that would serve them and serve their business. And so they begin to procrastinate. And so the free report is all about procrastination and perfectionism too. Perfectionism is an issue I think comes up for a lot of people who are entrepreneurs. You know, we're visionaries and we may not pay attention to details, but we still want everything perfect. And so this free report will help people with understanding both how procrastination and perfectionism can kind of hold their business back.
Cool. Well, Georgia, thanks so much. I mean, this has been, you know, great, lots of great information, lots of great insight and some great stories. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can find me on the web at boldlybrilliant.com, or they can find me at boldbrilliant on Blab, Periscope, and Twitter. And that's the best way to find me. I'm also on Facebook. We have a Be Boldly Brilliant Facebook group.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. This has been great. I really appreciate you and your time. I know my audience is going to get a lot out of this.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me. I said before, your books on networking are the best. And I work with my clients. I give them resources, and your book is always at the top of the list.
Awesome. Thanks so much. That's great.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.